Our Old Testament reading is taken from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. Genesis chapter 1 to 5. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. The word of God. Thanks be to God.
Our second Bible reading is taken from the book of Acts, reading from chapter 19, verse 1 to verse 7. Let us hear the word of God. While Apollos was at Corinth, Paul took the road through the interior and arrived at Ephesus. There he found some disciples and asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" They answered, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." So Paul asked, "Then what baptism did you receive?" "John's baptism," they replied. Paul said, "John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. He told the people to believe in the one coming after him, that is, Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul placed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. There were about 12 men in all. This is the second lesson. Thanks be to God.
So Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 4 to 11. Mark 1, 4 to 11. And so John came, baptizing in the desert region and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. And he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message: "After me will come one more powerful than I, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. As Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." Beloved, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father and our God, let your word only be spoken and your word only be heard. Amen. Beloved, the Lord, today the theme is baptism of our Lord. Year after year, we talk about the baptism of our Lord. The first reading talks about the Trinity active in creation. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the third person of the Trinity hovering over the waters. And God the Father spoke the word. So God the Father spoke the word, Jesus, let there be light. It was about the Trinity active in God's creation. The second reading talks about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When you are baptized, you receive the Spirit of God. And we need to grow it as we feed on the Word of God. The gospel reading talks about, again, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the Trinity affirming the Son as the Messiah, the chosen one. I want to take it from a different angle today. I want to talk about our Father, Mother, God. Every parent's example. Our Father, Mother, God. Every parent's example. You know, the girls go, Atanyanimo. So our Father, Mother, God. Every parent's example. But I've taken my text from Mark 1:11. Mark chapter 1, verse 11. A voice came from heaven. You are my son, whom I love. With you I'm well pleased. Mark 1:11. A voice came from heaven and said, you are my son, whom I love. With you I'm well pleased. So the gospel talks about the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're told that the heavens turned open and God the Father spoke. The Son was present. The Holy Spirit descended on him. So we see the Trinity at work. God chose that exact moment, beloved the Lord, to verbally associate himself with his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is very important because the way our children see us is often the way they will see God. So I want to talk on the theme, our Father, Mother, God. Every parent's example. Using Mark 1:11. You are my son, whom I loved, and I'm well pleased. So one, Jesus, his father, addressed him as my son, my son. This statement, beloved the Lord, tells us that God is not ashamed of Jesus. In fact, he's not ashamed of any of his children. So Hebrews 11:16, when we read Hebrews 11:16, it says, instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Beloved, what an example. What an example of us as parents, moms and dads, fathers and mothers. Our children need to know that we are proud of them and that we are not ashamed to claim them as our own. You know, sometime last year, it was published in the Daily Guide, a motorist saw something hanging on a tree, and when he stopped to investigate, he found that it was a body of a young teenaged boy. He has committed suicide. There was no identification on the body. There was nothing but a note that said in part, "Dad and Mom, I'm sorry I was an embarrassment to you. I was homeless. Dad and Mom, I'm sorry I was an embarrassment to you. I was homeless." It speaks volumes. Volumes. Beloved, our Father, Mother, God called Jesus his son, his daughter. Children need constant affirmation from their parents and will usually live up to your estimate of their worth. Therefore, let us be careful how we treat our children. Be quick to let your children know that you are proud of them. Just like our Heavenly Father. "My son, my daughter," he was not ashamed. Our Father, Mother, God is not ashamed of the son. He's not ashamed of the daughter. Two, the Father adores the Son. The Father adores the Son. I'm using Mark 1:11. And notice that the Father calls the Son beloved. Beloved. This means one who is dearly loved. One who is dearly loved. Beloved, children can live without many things, but love is not one of them. Children can live without many things, but love is not one of them. Beloved, the Lord, the greatest gift a parent can give to a child, besides the knowledge of the Lord, is the knowledge that they are loved unconditionally. They are loved unconditionally. Beloved, one of the best ways for parents to demonstrate godliness to their children is to love them unconditionally. That is, parents need to love their children like God the Father loves us. Jeremiah 31 verse 3 says, "The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, 'I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness.'" The Lord loves us with an everlasting love. Again, Romans 8:38-39. Romans chapter 8, a very popular narrative. Romans 8:38-39, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." He loves us. He loves us. And we should try as parents to resolve that nothing should ever be allowed to cause a rift in our relationship with our God. Our God-giving children. Our God-giving children. Yes, we know of parents and children who are not on talking terms. The relationship is not just cordial. Beloved Lord, that is never right. And it's a mockery. It's a mockery of what our Father, Mother, God intends the family and the home to be. Genuine love is not afraid to express itself. So 1 John chapter 4 verse 18a, 1 John chapter 4, verse 18a says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Perfect love drives out fear. Parents, tell your children that you love them. Tell them that you love them. And tell them often. Tell them often. They need to hear those three magic words. Those three magic words. I love you. After all, how often does God remind us of his love towards us? Let us resolve this new year, parents, fathers, mothers, to do the same towards our children. Beloved Lord, never be too stuffy and unemotional to respond to your children in a genuine display of love. Never. God first demonstrated this to us. It is very, very important. And as you demonstrate these to them, that's the way they see God. God, our loving Father. It is very, very important. I've decided to use Mark 1:11 to talk about relationship. We've just begun a new year. And what we hear on our airwaves, what you read in the papers, the rift between parents and their warts and their parents, is not godly. It is not godly. And we, as parents, stewards of God, we need to emulate Father, Mother, God, love that he demonstrated during the baptism of his son. Three. We've talked about the father not being ashamed of the son. He called the son, Jesus, my son. He adores the son, my beloved. Then the father accepts the son. The father says, I'm well pleased. He accepts the son. I'm well pleased. He accepts the son. He accepts the daughter. I'm well pleased. This means to approve of. To approve of. God the Father looked at the man Jesus Christ had become and said, I approve of you, my son. I accept you, my daughter. Beloved in the Lord, we all know that our children might not turn out exactly like we expect them to do. After all, who doesn't live in a fantasy world when it comes to their own children? Our children may make mistakes. And they may get into trouble. They may frown at us. They may disregard our advice. They may not be as successful as you think they could be. They may not dress right and look the way you expect them to. So what do you do? Drive them off? God the Father is exhorting us to try and accept them as they are and try to bring them closer to God. Closer to God. Pray with them and for them. Pray with them and for them. We should never hold up our children's past before their eyes. We should never hold up our children's past before their eyes, beloved in the Lord. This makes them feel they don't quite belong. I know of a Christian brother who adopted a 12-year-old boy he had taken in from the streets. And he was sharing this with me. This parishioner was sharing this with me. According to him, he made a big mistake in which he has never forgiven himself. And what is it? A close friend visited him. And while the two of them were talking, the boy, now 15, came into the room and greeted casually, which the father got offended. The father went to the closet, pulled out a pair of tattered old shoes, and called the boy in the presence of his friend, pointing the shoes at his face and said, "You are wearing this when I found you. You are wearing this when I found you." The friend saw that the teenager was embarrassed and deeply hurt. But the father went on. "I think it's good for you to be reminded every once in a while of your condition. Your condition that you were in before I took you in." This happens 5 years ago. The boy left the house unannounced, and the father has not set eyes on him since. So he was sharing with me. So I've done all that I could, do the papers, and I've not set eyes on the boy. Never hold up your child's past before his or her eyes. You are killing them. You do that, you are killing them. You are killing the spirit in them. You are killing the IQ. So this man is being hunted every time. No, I'm not saying we should not correct our children. They should be loved. But sometimes love must be tough. Godly parents cannot sit down for their children to go wayward. No. But we can turn their lives around when we demonstrate to them that we are not ashamed of them, that we adore them, and we accept them as they are. Oh, yes. A godly father takes the time to include his children in his life. He models appropriate behavior before them. And more often than not, they will follow his example. Beloved in the Lord, our time with our children is essential. Our time with our children is essential. Spend time with them in prayer. Spend time with them in your personal devotion. Bring them together. Call them on the phone. Pray with them. A biblical passage is enough for the day. My son, my daughter, meditate on this passage. It is very, very important. The way they see us is the way they will see God. And let me conclude with this story, which really happened. A young man was to be sentenced to the penitentiary for committing forgery. Apparently, the presiding judge had known him from childhood, for he was well acquainted with his father, a famous legal scholar, an author of many law books. So the judge asked the young man, do you remember your father? "I remember him well, Your Honor," came the reply. Then trying to probe the young man's conscience, The judge said, as you are about to be sentenced, and as you think of your wonderful dad, what do you remember most clearly about him? Tell me, young man, tell me. There was a pause. Then the judge received an answer he least expected. The young man said, I remember, Your Honor, when I went to him for advice, he looked up at me from the book he was writing and said to me, run along, boy. Go and have fun. I'm busy. Your Honor, when I went to him for companionship, he turned me away saying, run along, sir, run along. This book must be finished. Your Honor, you remember my dad as a great lawyer. I remember him as a lost friend. Beloved the Lord, the import of this story is clear. Alas, the father finished the book but lost the son. Time spent with our children is never wasted. Time spent with our children in prayer, personal devotion, advice from the word of God, is not time wasted. We are building a better future for them in the Lord. The greatest truth or lifestyle that we can show our children is to point them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved Lord, I do not think for a moment that every parent will overreach the level of love that our Heavenly Father demonstrated in His Son Jesus Christ. Far be it. However, I think parents could do a better job of modeling the Father, Mother God, by not being ashamed of their children. Beloved, adore your children. Accept them as they are. It is my prayer that our Father, Mother God in heaven will help us. Will help us to do likewise.